Some political parties say they are disappointed with the EC's rejection of the no verification, no vote and other electoral reforms they expected it to adopt. First is the policy advisor of the PPP, Kofi Asamoah-Gyan, who believes that no verification, no vote would have dealt with issues of results credibility. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Asamoah-Gyan said the EC's proposed manual verification will rather give more room for cheating, increase the work of electoral officers and make the process very cumbersome. He, however, lauded the inclusion of lawyers and accountants as electoral officers. Mr. Asamoah-Gyan was quick to add that some clauses must be provided in their performance contract to check attempts to manipulate election results.
This measure introduced by the EC, where you have to complete a manual verification form, is a recipe for cheating because it's a bypass which has been created. So if I appear at the polling station and I have voted somewhere else, all I need to do is to complete that form and say that my fingerprints cannot be verified. And the presiding officers and many, many people who want to cheat will have an opportunity to connive and to conspire against the process. That is why we're thinking that the barcode of the ID card is what is used to verify people. Because if you scan the barcode, you'll see the person's picture and ID popped up the same way that the fingerprint is able to do. So in our view, it is even going to increase the work that the presiding officers will have to do at the polling station. This completion of forms and making sure that it is well completed, polling station agents must sign and agree that the person that they have manually verified is indeed that person who has appeared. It's all a cumbersome process that we could have avoided, putting a lot more additional responsibilities on party agents. What happens if the PPP agent decides not to sign, even if they know that the person appearing is that person? We want to be mischievous because we know he's a member of the MPP and obviously his vote will go there. We will refuse to sign, and what will be the consequences of that? So the measure is weak, it is inappropriate, and I think that they should have taken a better decision on that.
The EC also says that members of the Ghana Bar Association and Chartered Accountants will form part of this year's electoral offices. Now, what's your take on that?
Well, I think it's a step in the right direction. Especially, we have 275 maximum constituency coalition centers. If the appointment of the coalition officer is outside the EC regular staff, then it is something that is good because you can easily get some kind of contract with 275 chartered accountants in Ghana who will collate their results and certify that the figures they've collated are indeed based on the true pin sheet or declaration of election results that came from the respective polling station. In that case, there should be a performance contract. There should be clauses for deliberate manipulation of figures so that they are professionally held liable for whatever collusion that will be occasioned.
The Director of Elections of the CPP, Kwabena Bonfe, hopes that the EC's proposed system of verification will not compromise the idea of one man, one vote. He also touched on the elimination of the strong room for election coalition.
The reform committee was set up at the instance of the Electoral Commission in consultation with political parties. We members of the reform committee indicated and were unanimous in that discussion that the principle of no verification, no vote should be kept in any subsequent CI going into 2016 election. The Electoral Commission has decided to reject that proposal and have made amendments to it as we are told in the new CI that is to conduct or guide the elections of 2016. Personally, I feel disappointed about that, and I feel strongly that we could still have gone on with the principle of no verification, no vote. But with the remedial work that the Electoral Commission has done ahead of election by doing the exhibition of the register where people go in to check their name and also having their biodata checked, we would have seen areas where we would have to improve upon the equipment and also the staff who will man the machines on voting day. But while the EC is not not bound by what we suggest. So it is their decision. I only hope that the other avenues that they will give would not compromise the idea and the principle of ensuring that one man, one vote is maintained at the electoral polls on the election day this year, 2016.
How about the rejection of the inclusion of civil society organizations at IPAC meetings?
Civil society members are at IPAC meetings, so I don't know of rejection of civil society organizations. They have a place. IDEC there, CDD comes, IEA is present, and we even have observers. I don't know about they rejecting civil society organizations.
The EC also has suggested that members of the Ghana Bar Association and Chartered Accountants will form part of this year's electoral offices. Your take on that?
Recruiting personnel for electoral duty is one critical area we have all been concerned. The caliber of people, their quality, the capacity, and also preparedness to go through the training that they have to undergo to appreciate what processes they are under, you know, the electoral process on voting day. Let me give a caution. The fact that we are going to recruit lawyers or accountants does not automatically mean that these are people who would automatically excel. We still have to take them through the due training and process to appreciate what it is that is done on election day. And the manning of machinery, they need to be equipped. They need to understand the electoral laws and what the PI that will guide the election will have to do.
And then also, we understand that the strong room issue is not going to be part of this year's elections. A quick reaction to that.
Well, I would be surprised if the Electoral Commission is not going to have an expanded, if you like, coalition room, as was suggested by the Reform Committee. But I'm yet to hear any of these things.
They are saying that they are going to make it so open so that they won't create issues of doubts concerning the results that will be released.
Exactly what the Reform Committee proposed. What we propose in the Reform Committee report is for the Electoral Commission to open the coalition center, which has often been described as a strong room, so that at least you have an expanded area where you will have more than just political party representatives, but you have some observers, members of civil society, journalists or the media personnel who would go through and also observe exactly what is going on. And we have even suggested that some screens should be erected so that people who are passing can also view and see